vessels. While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul traveled through the interior of the country and down to Ephesus, where he found some disciples. He said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers?" They answered him, "We have never even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." He said, "How were you baptized?" They replied, "With the baptism of John." Paul then said, "John baptized with a baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who was to come after him, that is, in Jesus." When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. Altogether, there were about 12 men. He entered the synagogue and for 3 months debated boldly with persuasive arguments about the kingdom of God. The Word of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, in today's excerpt from the Acts of the Apostles, Paul asked his new disciples, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit?" And they respond, "We have never even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." My friends, I would suggest that we often act in the same way. We act as if there is no Holy Spirit. We know about the Father, the Creator of heaven and earth. We know about the Son, the Redeemer, the person of the Trinity that makes our salvation possible. But do we ever really think that much about the Holy Spirit? I have a suggestion today. I want you to think about what it feels like to be in love. When you are in love, I would contend that you have much more energy, much more desire, especially for the beloved, and much more attention, especially for the beloved. In sum, when we are in love, we have more joy, more, if you will, Spirit. Similarly, I would suggest that the Holy Spirit represents the joy of our participating in the divine life, and especially the divine life of the Trinity. The Holy Spirit represents our contact with God, our feeling about somehow having a relationship with God. And if this is true, then the goal of the early church of acquiring the Holy Spirit is indeed a very relevant one. And mystics and saints have written about what it feels like to acquire the Holy Spirit. For example, one talks about somehow being in the understanding of one's relationship with God, or one feels a kind of heat in the heart, a warmth in one's body owing to the joy of being close to God. Or sometimes one talks about hearing the sound, hearing the voice of God. Light, heat, sound. Notice that these are all forms of energy. And indeed, in the tradition of the Greek Orthodox faith, the idea of God's energy is an important part of what it feels like to be in communication with God. Light, heat, sound. These forms of energy come and are derived from, in some way, discerning God's presence in our lives. This energy is derived from being in loving union with God, from the joy of experiencing in an incredible way God's love for us. Brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is the conduit by which we participate in the joy between Father and Son in the Trinity. That joy we can experience as an incredible, joyful energy in our life. Indeed, we should all be working on acquiring the Holy Spirit, for it would be a great pity if we, as the early disciples, never even heard